Journey into space. The BBC presents Jet Morgan in Operation Luna. After spending one lunar day on the moon, Jet Morgan and his crew prepared to make their long journey back to Earth. But when the time came to take off, nothing in the ship would function. All efforts to find the reason for the ship's failure were fruitless, and the four men spent the lunar night, equivalent to 14 Earth days, within the ship, waiting and hoping. On the 10th day, strange tapping sounds were heard outside the ship as though somebody or something were inspecting it. Then, just as the sun was rising on the lunar horizon, the power unaccountably returned and the ship sprang to life. Once more, preparations for takeoff were made and radio contact with the Earth was attempted. Then, in the televiewer screen, appeared the image of a strange object.
Good heavens! Is that the thing Lemmy saw during the guessing game? Is it Lemmy? Is it?
Oh, you should know. You said you saw it yourself. You all did.
Yes, but not like this, with the rising sun lighting up every detail. We only caught a glimpse of it.
That's when it arrived. It's been sitting out there ever since.
You mean it landed here?
Well, what else are we to think?
Then who is it? What is it?
Must be H.G. Wells's lot.
There's only one way to find out. We'll go out there.
Eh? No, but we can't. It's time for us to leave. We can't spare the oxygen.
We've got a couple of hours yet.
But you don't know what that thing is or what it can do to
us. The very reason I want to go. This is the biggest thing we've seen since we landed here. We can't pull out on it now.
But, Jet, you...
You're willing to come with me, Mitch?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute, Jet. Think what you're doing.
Eh?
None of us know what that thing is out there.
That's just why we're going outside, to find out.
It's too risky. We ought to take off while we got the chance. If you get stuck out there or get lost or something, it might be hours before we find you again.
We have no intention of getting lost. Come on, Jet.
But if you should, for any reason, it'll ruin any chance we've got of getting back to Earth before our oxygen supply runs out.
We have more than 12 hours before we need worry about that. Meanwhile, that thing's sitting out there, just waiting for us. We can't pass up a chance like this.
Look, there'll be another time. We'll be back.
But that, whatever it is, may not be. We should photograph it at least. There can't be any danger in that.
Oh, all right, Jet. If you're quite sure you know what you're doing, get your suits on. I'll open the hatch.
Thanks. Lemmy?
Yeah?
Keep working on that radio. Try to raise Earth if you can. Tell them what we've seen and what we're doing.
Right.
Now, if you wouldn't mind handing me the camera, Doc, we'll go down.
Hey, here you are.
Thank you. Okay, Mitch. Right. You first. Keep us on the televiewer, Doc, and keep the recorder going. Take down every word we say.
Right.
And don't worry. We'll keep our distance. We'll just take a good look at it, take a few pictures, and be right back.
Hello, Earth. Hello, Earth. Rocket ship Luna calling Earth. Calling Wonga Walla, Australia. Rocket ship Luna calling from the moon. If you can hear me, come in, please.
Okay, Doc. Close the hatch.
Hatch closing.
Not a peep. I suppose they still use radio back on Earth.
Fastening helmets. Over to intercom. Stand by to exhaust airlock.
Standing by.
Helmet fastened. Mitch?
Helmet fastened. Okay.
Pump it out, Doc.
Exhausting airlock.
Hello. Hello, Earth. This is rocket ship Luna calling Earth.
Suit now inflating.
Calling Wonga Walla, Australia. Emergency. Matter of life and death. Emergency. Now listening out.
Air pressure zero.
Come in, please.
Hello, Luna. Hello, Luna. Receiving you loud and clear.
Hey, Doc, listen. We got something.
What?
Yes, didn't you hear it?
Jet, Lemmy's picked up something on the radio.
Good. Find out who it is.
Hello. Hello, rocket ship Luna calling. Receiving you, very faint, but receiving you. Who are you, please?
This is weather station XLG, stationed in Greenland. Picked up your call a few moments ago. Who did you say you were?
Rocket ship Luna, commanded by Jet Morgan. Rocket ship Luna.
Who is it, Lemmy? Is it base? Rocket ship Luna, a spaceship. And we thought all hope for you had been abandoned.
It will be, unless somebody does something about us and quick.
Lemmy, who is it?
Let's get out there, Jet. Lemmy can handle the radio.
Open the door, Doc.
Main door opening.
Where are you, Luna?
Where do you think we are? On the moon, of course. Been stuck up here a fortnight, Earth time, and unable to communicate due to power failure. Can you help us?
Anything you say.